live on Radio 1. That was Ryan Adams and So Alive. We'll go back to the live lounge for more in just a bit.
I'm good. I think I'm okay.
Wicked. We love.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, mate. We love that version of So Alive, which is the current single, isn't it?
I guess, but you know, it's not really a single. I mean, is it?
Well, I mean, it's coming out on a single CD.
That's a song that they're supposed to play on the radio.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but really, because I. Oh, that's. See, you're learning, John. No, I think I sang it really bad, but I kind of don't care.
No, it sounded great, man.
I think. I think my new hairstyle is sucking my will to live.
We had the drums here. Tell us about the instruments that you got, because the double bass case that was carried down the stairs here at Radio 1 today is huge.
Yeah, well, it's a big. It's sort of, you know, it's kind of like an oversized cello for people with small penises. It's just sort of too big, you know. It's like a monster truck of cellos.
Like a phallic cello, perhaps. We got some questions that have come through tonight on.
Oh, that's right. People are going to call in, which is really great because everyone is so nice. In the UK, everyone is so nice.
Yeah, you say it. Yeah. Well, these are on text, but this.
But you guys don't get. You guys don't get. Sesame Street here, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
I grew up on Sesame Street. It was my staple diet.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. But
do you get the Jeffersons or Good Times?
No, don't think so.
You gotta get that. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, right, questions to Ryan Adams. Do you reckon 48 Hours and or Suicide Handbook will ever be released so I don't have to pay 40 quid for a CDR copy off eBay? That's from Christian.
Well, I'm glad somebody's making money off of it. You know, there was a time when I really thought that they should come out, but when they probably should have come out is when I recorded them.
Mm-hmm.
For some weird reason, I've been doing my job making music. I just can't seem to get some of these yahoos over at this record label to do their job and put it out when I'm done.
Yeah.
But just quickly, without really like dogging on them, I have been in the past. Because I make too much music or I make it too fast, I feel like I get punished by them saying, well, it's too much music, we can't release it. And I'm like, all you do is you call the people up, you put some stupid cover on it, and you give it to people and see if they want it. Like, that's all I have to do. But for some reason in this day and age, it's really hard for a label to get it in their head that maybe it is okay and realistic to make more than one record a year. In the 60s and 70s, it was normal protocol for a rock artist to do at least a record a year, if not two. But nowadays, I think they want you to make that one record. They want to tour you for 3 years and you either have a nervous breakdown or you grow a goatee, which is the end of your rock career, really, when you start growing that kind of facial hair. And then it's over, you know? You get the pool, you get the house in L.A., and you get some blonde girl with fake breasts, and you go away. But I'm not really interested in that, you know? Like, there's so many good songs in the garbage can, and I am a rat.
So let's clear this up, then. How many albums did you give the record company?
They've released three. They have six.
They've got six albums. They've released three of those.
Yeah, they have three that they haven't released now. Actually, as of this year, they have four now. That we just finished another that they haven't done anything with. You know, I think that this whole like, you know, major record label like flirting with trying to be like a pop star or like a rock star thing, it's not really working out for me. I think I need to go back to the. Back to the indies, you know, because people, you know, you can force people to listen to my stuff on the radio, you know, but I don't want to put people through that kind of stuff. And like, really, realistically, my songs are kind of, for the most part, they're like not happy songs, really, you know. And you know, if I was, you know, driving to work and heard this guy whining on the air about this and that, and my shoes don't fit, and is this jacket too tight? You know, all, you know, oh my God, I'm so sad. You know, I'd want to shoot me. So I don't know that I belong out there. But it's been really interesting as a social experiment.
We're chuffed a bit that you've come in tonight, Ryan. Thanks very much. Best of luck with the tour, and you know, I hope everything works out with you and your label. And you know, the more the better.
Only one person wanted to ask me anything. That's so
no.
Sad.
Well, we've had loads, but we had to go through. So we got to rush.
Anybody ask me anything provocative?
Yeah. Are you going to see Elton John while you're in London?
No, I think he's in Atlanta.
Fair enough.
That's not provocative. Like, didn't anyone want to know if boxers are briefs? Or... Or am I currently on acid, you know?
Are you okay to play another track for us?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. In your own time, Hans. Ryan Adams on Radio 1.